be sure that you recognize the value in freeing your body, in freeing your thoughts, in allowing yourself to breathe fully and freely. Listening to the signals that you are receiving from within in our daily karma. We speak of certain thought processes on our meditation. We really activate those thought processes into the body. We embody and we allow it to carry us into the day and express it in our day. We are working with mindsets, dynamic meditation. We're going to continue doing that today. But meanwhile, just relax and let it take you. Let it guide you. Just listen to the energy. Just listen to the energy. And those of you who've been to some of our advanced and even beginners presentations, I spoke of a formula for success. And it was something that came up on a napkin in a coffee shop many, many years ago when I was trying to express the value of karma or energy in one's life. And I pretty much drew it to simplify. And that simplification was so successful that now for maybe about 11, 12 years, it has been something that I've been using to show the order of things. And the order of things is extremely important. One of the mindsets has probably changes everything once we understand. And in this case, the success formula was success for anything that we think that that is success, whatever we may describe it. For some people, success right now means a lot of health. For others, success may be growth in awareness and understanding. They understand that level of success, that it's important. For others, success may be to gain some basic needs that they have. It could be to have, to find a friend. It could be to find a lover. It could be to find a job, a new job. It could be to be successful at their art, that they're aspiring to become. It could be to pass a test of some sort. It could be to live another day. The success could be different, but the formula remains the same. And the formula begins at the karmic level, at the connection that we have to our ancestry, to the energy that filters through to become the energy of our personal karma. As it filters through the many layers of our past lives, our parents' love, our grandparents' successes, and their mindsets. And it all filters through those, the energy filters through all those layers to arrive finally to the layer which we call our personal karma. And then, suddenly, as it filters through that layer, we start sensing it, measuring it as energy. We could measure it as energy in the chakras, measure it as energy in our senses. All kinds of measurements of energy we receive, and then after that, we start feeling it. We start feeling it. As we said, there are chakras that allow us, they're emotional centers. They allow us to somehow gauge that energy, measure it. And as we measure it, we express it, we feel it. We either feel it as a tightness or pleasure or discomfort or anger. Then we suddenly are able to even recognize that energy in different parts of our body as pressures or releases. And then it formulates into thoughts, which we could actually contain and express and reflect. And then, somewhere there, it becomes physical. It expresses itself in an atomic level. As energy changes, it changes the vibration of each and every atom in our body. It changes the function and the state of every cell in our body. It changes each organ, each system. It changes the posture of our body. It changes the most communication between the parts of our body. And then, somewhere there, it becomes a decision, an action we take. It becomes something that we express outwards. As all this accumulation of karmic energy filtering through into the energy center is giving us a feeling, formulating a thought, creating a desire. We thought desires were our own. We thought decisions were our own. But here it is. It is a chain of events. Decisions, thoughts, are just a part of that order of things through which our life is shown to us. One affecting another. Finally, we respond to the world. Finally, we recognize something in the world based on the energy that we are having, based on the challenges that we are experiencing, based on the thoughts that come to our mind. This is what we notice in the world around us. This is what we hold important. This is what we are willing to sacrifice and to invest our efforts in. This is what we are willing to stay long enough in until we succeed. Those are things which are dictated all the way from the beginning. And suddenly we have something that's called reaction from the world around us. The world around us suddenly either attracted to us or repelled by us. It suddenly shows us and reveals, and coincidences come into our life, or we miss it, and there is a repulsion happens, and there is a challenges that are formulated from nature, from other people, from circumstances that seemingly are coincidental at all. There could be at our jobs, there could be on the street, they could be in our homes with our loved ones, they could be with our friends, there could be in our minds when we are thinking of those who are far, far away, either on the physical realm or far, far away in our memory, as they may no longer be here. But all of this is the order of things, the chain of events that lead us to this moment, of the questions that we have of who we are, where we are going, where we are coming from, and what's going to be with us. Those are the questions that all of us are asking, young or old, clever or why, or not so clever. It really doesn't matter. Now, even children at a very young age begin asking those questions. We have come to a moment in time where those answers need to be answered so we can move further in the evolutionary development of what we call humanity. Now, I seriously don't want to take it into this huge, big purpose of life, of humanity, because I think we are here at morning meditation. And to simplify things a little. And therefore, we close our eyes, relax, let the energy guide us, and recognize today's mindset. Order of things is important. So how do we grasp this whole big world? And how do we become successful based on the formula of success? Well, we begin with a very, very basic. And the very, very basic is this. Stand up. Close your eyes and listen to the order of things during the meditative state. Trust each thought to be guided by feeling, to be guided by the energy, to be guided by your karma. Once you trust this whole process, you will also allow the breath to manifest. You won't force your breath. You won't try to doubt the need for the way it is expressing itself. You won't force your thoughts. You will allow them to come through simply because you are right now tapping into the most inner, most sacred place of yourself, your inner energy. During the meditative state, you allow the order of things. And once you do, it becomes you. Once you do, it becomes something that is part of you to take into your life. It becomes part of the brain structure. It becomes part of the body response. You train it. You make it physical. You make it real. You make it constant. And more so, you make it automatic. You make it you. And you help yourself to express that to you at home with your friends, with strangers, with your coworkers. And with yourself. The mindset of the order of things based on the formula of success. But during the meditation, it is based on the trust in the process, in your own observations. As the witness of who you are during the meditation decides of whether it trusts or doesn't trust the person. That same witness right now, in a few moments, we're going to ask to apply, to embody with inner keys. I'll give you a few moments to embody it just energetically, okay? Take your time, you're doing great. I know I've said a lot. It needs to be digested. But what's most need to be digested is the energy that came with these words, as I always say. You could have missed 99% of what was said, but you didn't miss the energy. That is what was contained in. Beautiful. You're doing extremely well. Relax your head and your neck. Relax your arms, your shoulders. Relax your chest and your back. Relax your hips and your knees and your ankles. Now let the body be one, relax it as one. Now let's internalize this extremely simple inner command, which please just repeat after me with your inner voice and apply them in words. And each of the keys will embody, will hold, will contain the entire message that we were trying to bring across today of the order of things, all the way from the humble beginnings of our karma and the filtering through of the ultimate light. Of unity, light that contains it all, as it filters through the imperfections, the beautiful imperfections that make you so unique. It filters through into your life. It has an order in which it shows itself in, and that order is never wrong. That order indicates your journey, your journey. As often you may be looking for another journey, maybe somebody else's journey would fit you best, but surprise, surprise, it's probably best to stay on your journey with just addressing the energy as we are. So here it is, to embody on a very simple and relatively quick one. Seventh keys, okay. Here it is. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I'm going to raise the energy a little. You may be sensing as the energy is rising. Here it is, first inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy, recognizing the order of things as part of the formula of success, and fill my head and my thing. That's simple. I want to receive a lot of energy, recognizing the order of things as part of the formula of success, and fill my head and my back. All we need is a trigger. All we need is the address. Formula of success, the order of things in this case, becomes the address. The address not to the words, but the address to the energy. Very specific energy. Energy outside of time and space. Beautiful. You're doing extremely well. As we go to the next inner key, here it is. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy, to recognize the order of things as it reflects in the formula of success, and fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. And let it happen. Free yourself to be guided. Beautiful. The next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy, to recognize the order of things as it comes in the formula of success. Fill my chest cavity, my chest, and let it happen. Let it embody. And each key is like a flip of a switch that turns on light. The light does not come from the switch. The light comes from what the switch turns on. The keys are not your energy. They're just the switch that you allow to be turned on, that activates the whole system outside of time. Just a switch. Just a button we press. Beyond our comprehension, beyond our logic, it makes the world turn. Our life express. Our mind think. Here's the next in the key. I want to receive a lot of energy, recognize the order of things as it comes in the formula of success, and fill my upper abdomen, and fill my upper abdomen. And let it happen. guide you. Feel the energy. Notice your confidence level change. Notice your thought process change. Notice your desires become more defined, and some things that used to be important may no longer be important, just as we turn those switches on and we open our eyes to a new world in exactly the same place. The world has not changed, but we have. Next inner key. Please repeat that with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognize that. Order of things and the formula of success. And fill my lower abdomen. Lower abdomen. Just let it happen. You're doing so well. Feel it vibrate through your body. Feel it putting you in postures and movements, or keeping you so still that you're surprised. It is your journey, not mine, yours. The beauty is that you turning your switch. I'm not turning your switch. You are turning your own switch. I'm just supporting the energy, keeping you accountable, helping you take the actions. And now you embody it and take it into your day. Follow through. Follow through with the new you, not the old you. Follow through with the new you. Here is the next inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognizing the order of things. As it comes in the formula of success. And fill my legs and feet. Nothing to be ignored. Everything is important. Because everything is connected as a part. It is the communication between things that makes the world turn, not the individual things. Our legs and feet are maybe forgotten sometimes. I always say, especially men, forget legs and feet because they think that their shoes are not important. Women don't forget. But men do. So if you're a man, remember, everything is important. The beauty is in the detail, but not because of the detail, but because each detail connects and makes energy flow. The final key for today. The final key for today. Put everything you have in it. Here it is. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognize the order of things as it comes in the formula of success. And fill my entire body, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine. And let it take you. Let it embody. Let it become a permanent change inside the mind, the body. And as it expresses your feelings, your thoughts, your desires, and as it allows you to express the new you in your world that you will open your eyes to, with your loved ones, with your friends, with your coworkers, with the strangers on the street, which will allow you to make a stronger decision. Desire with passion. Love unconditional. And inspire by being the beautiful, unique you. Thank you for being here today. My name is Eric Feldman. This is our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. Take it to your day. If you have a few more moments, of course, stay with this energy a little bit longer. Otherwise, we will see you again real soon. It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye.